Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
François-Marie Voltaire, the French agnostic, said that Christianity would not survive him by 100 years. Yet a century after his death, the Geneva Bible Society purchased his old home and upon Voltaire's own press printed a complete edition of the Bible. 100 years after his death, the first edition of his work sold for the equivalent of 11 U.S. cents in a Paris flea market. The same year, the Tsar of Russia paid 500,000 U.S. dollars for Codex Sinaiticus, a Greek manuscript of the Bible. Now, Voltaire was neither the first nor the last to attack the Bible, striving to deal it such a blow that it would be set aside once and for all. The prophet Jeremiah tells us how Jehoiakim the king didn't happen to like what he heard which Jeremiah had written. So he took his penknife and cut up the parchment, throwing it into the fire. Jeremiah simply rewrote the book, which has long since survived the king. Upon occasion, kings and rulers have ordered the Bible destroyed. Diocletian, the Roman emperor, passed a law in 303 AD, ordering that all Bibles be collected and destroyed. Yet a decade after that, Diocletian was succeeded by Constantine, who declared Christianity to be the state religion, and pagan temples were turned into churches. Someone put it poetically, "Last eve I passed beside a blacksmith's and heard the anvil ring the vesper chime. Then looking in, I saw upon the floor old hammers worn with beating years of time. 'How many anvils have you had,' said I, 'to wear and batter all these hammers so?' 'Just one,' said he. Then with a twinkling eye, 'The anvil wears the hammers out, you know.' And so thought I, the anvil of God's word for ages skeptics' blows have beat upon. Yet though the noise of falling blows was heard, the anvil is unharmed, the hammer's gone." The first book to be printed by Johann Gutenberg and the first book to be taken to the moon by astronaut Ed Mitchell was a Bible. No other book in all history has been so much in demand by so many and has so endured the test of time. Why? Given by God, it has an authority which rings loud and clear. No other book so lucidly tells me of my own sinful condition, my old nature, but dashes the despair by telling me how salvation and forgiveness are possible through Jesus Christ. The indestructibility of the Bible is one of the witnesses to the authority of this book. And ultimately, you accept this authority by faith and submit to it, or else you reject it, which is like refusing to recognize the periodic chart of the elements or refusing to acknowledge the metallic pull of the North Pole or the warmth of the sun. But the argument for the authority of this book doesn't stop with the simple fact it has outlived its critics. There are five powerful voices which are all external testimonies to this authority. 1. The fulfillment of the prophecies of the Bible, documented and verified by secular history, such as the establishment of the modern state of Israel. 2. The spade of the archaeologist, which has only supported the historical statements of the Bible, such as the existence of the Hittites, the names of biblical characters and secular rulers as Nebuchadnezzar, Belshazzar, Abraham, and David. 3. Science also verifies the statements which the Bible makes. 4. The abundance of manuscript evidence supporting the integrity of the text itself. And 5. Changed lives, which support the simple allegation, it works. The issue of authority is tremendously important.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.